Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 15th, 2026. OpenAI just dropped a three-model family called GPT, folded its desktop apps into one, and Codex went from under a million weekly active users in February to 8 million this past weekend. That growth curve is hard to wrap your head around.
That adoption number alone makes this a consequential week for AI tooling, and there's a lot stacked on top of it today. Model releases, some uncomfortable research out of Anthropic, and a pretty stark warning from a few hundred economists. Let's dig in.
So on the GPT launch, OpenAI released three models. Luna is the lightweight option, Terra is the successor to 5.5, and Sol is positioned as strong at UI and writing tasks. All three support 5 thinking levels plus a new ultra mode that can spin up subagents.
And they collapsed the ChatGPT macOS app and the Codex app into a single unified application with a ChatGPT work mode, plus a new site's plugin for building and hosting websites directly from the app. This looks like a deliberate move to reduce surface area while expanding capability.
Right, and the Codex user numbers are the exclamation point on that launch. 6 million weekly active users on July 12th, 7 million the next day, 8 million by Sunday. That's roughly a million new users every 24 hours after the unified app dropped.
For context, Codex was sitting below 1 million weekly active users back in February. That's the kind of growth curve you'd see on a viral consumer app, not an enterprise coding tool.
Shifting to another model release that got less attention, but probably deserves more. Meta AI entered its model in the Asian Physics Olympiad's theoretical exam and scored a perfect 30 out of 30, tying with the top three human competitors.
Physics Olympiad problems aren't the kind of thing you game with pattern matching. They require genuine multi-step reasoning. A perfect score there is harder to wave away as benchmark manipulation.
And then there's a useful framing piece worth noting. Open source advocates are arguing open weight models now trail frontier proprietary models by only about 4 months, while costing roughly 10 times less to run.
4 months behind at 1/10 the cost. That's a different calculus than it was even a year ago, especially as enterprises start asking harder questions about where their data is going with closed labs. Speaking of which, let's move over to the developer tooling space, because a lot shifted there too. There's a 6-month retrospective on AI coding tools that paints a pretty different picture than the conventional narrative.
The headline finding is that the default unit of AI coding has moved from IDE suggestions to autonomous agents running in terminals or cloud sandboxes. Flat rate unlimited plans are gone. GitHub Copilot moved everything to usage-based billing on June 1st.
And here's the counterintuitive part. More developers are using these tools than ever, but trust in their output has actually declined. SWE bench scores bunched past 80%, which makes that benchmark almost useless as a differentiator now.
On observability for all those agents, LangChain built a tracing plugin that pipes every Codex session directly into LangSmith as structured traces. That covers tool calls, token usage, subagent threads, and extends to Cursor, Copilot, Pi, and OpenCode with no extra instrumentation required.
Stable query keys, regardless of which agent generated the trace, is the key detail there. When you're running multiple coding agents across a team, unified observability isn't a nice to have.
Port is attacking a related problem from a different angle. They launched AI Builder, an agentic SDLC platform with domain expertise, context-aware controls, natural language interfaces, and mandatory human-in-the-loop approval gates. The product is explicitly a response to what they're calling vibe coding slop.
Ungoverned AI-generated code flooding the pipeline is a real problem, and the tension between enforcement and velocity is something every engineering org is navigating right now.
There's also a sharp piece worth flagging on MCP. The argument is that critics calling for simpler direct API calls are actually correct in solo or small-scale contexts. But that argument breaks down for enterprise agentic systems operating across teams and orgs, where users may not even know agents are acting on their behalf.
So the MCP debate isn't really about whether it's good or bad, it's about where the trade-off flips. That's a more useful frame for teams deciding what to build on. Jumping over to infrastructure, there's a security piece that I think is going to resonate with a lot of engineering and security teams.
Traditional zero trust and privileged access management tools were designed around human identity and are failing at scale when you have fleets of AI agents with dynamic, task-specific access needs. The argument is you need architectures that grant access based on need rather than identity, auto-revoke credentials when tasks complete, and maintain auditable trails across both human and agent traffic.
Most security infrastructure was never designed with the assumption that hundreds of autonomous agents would be roaming the network. That's a gap that's been underappreciated until very recently.
All right, let's get into research. And there's a genuinely surprising one out of Anthropic today. They analyzed 309,000 user conversations across Claude models in 20 languages and found measurable personality shifts depending on which language you're using.
Walk me through what that actually looks like.
Dutch conversations produced more error admissions, Hindi interactions added warmth, English drove deeper analytical engagement. And at the model level, Sonnet 4.6 came across as warm and brief, while Opus 4.7 skewed candid and cautious. Anthropic admits they don't know why this is happening or whether it's desirable.
Unintended personality divergence across entire linguistic user bases, and the team that built the model doesn't understand the cause yet. That's a meaningful alignment blind spot for any multilingual deployment.
There's a companion piece worth pairing with that one. Armin Ronasher, via Simon Willison's blog, argues that the friction of human coordination, code review, back and forth, the slow grind of working together, is the actual mechanism by which teams build shared understanding of a system, not just its documentation.
So as agents automate away that friction, the implicit knowledge that keeps complex software coherent may quietly disappear without anyone noticing. That's one of the more substantive critiques of agentic development I've seen. On the applications and products front, Anthropic launched Claude for Teachers, giving verified US K-12 educators free access to premium Claude with a curated library of teaching skills and curriculum tied to academic standards in all 50 states.
The privacy piece is important here. Models are never trained on conversations, and there's a FERPA-compliant data processing agreement covering student information. That's the kind of compliance detail that determines whether a district's legal team will actually approve it.
Valentor acquired Unstructured Information, RAG Specialist iLevel to launch, a combined enterprise visual intelligence platform targeting handwritten forms, complex documents, and schemaless data that traditional AI pipelines have historically skipped.
Most enterprise knowledge is still locked in messy, unstructured formats. Getting that into AI retrieval pipelines is a real unlock for automation that goes beyond what clean, structured data alone can support. Thera came out of stealth today with $21 million in seed funding. Co-founded by the Apptio founders Sunny Gupta and Kurt Schintaffer, led by Madrona, with 10 design partner CIOs already signed on. The pitch is an agentic execution layer for enterprise back-office IT.
The Apptio lineage is the credibility marker here. They built the category-defining tool for IT spend visibility. Now their betting models are capable enough to actually act on that visibility, not just measure it.
OpenAI also published an enterprise guidance document on measuring and managing AI investments as deployments shift from co-pilots to autonomous agents, centering the key metric as useful work per dollar.
A ROI framework from the vendor itself will absolutely shape how procurement and finance teams evaluate agentic spend. That's not a neutral document. Now, on the industry and business side, this one is hard to ignore. Over 200 economists and AI researchers signed a statement called "We Must Act Now," organized by Stanford, warning that AI's economic disruption could be the largest and fastest labor shift in history.
The signatories include 16 Nobel laureates and leaders from Google, Anthropic, and OpenAI. The core argument is that steam, electricity, and computers each gave societies decades to adapt. AI may give only a few years. The letter is deliberately light on policy specifics.
When the people building these systems are signing the same alarm bell letter as the economists studying labor markets, the "we'll adapt like we always have" argument gets harder to make.
IBM had a rough day too. They issued a preliminary quarter $1 earnings warning, projecting $17.2 billion in revenue, about $660 million short of analyst forecasts. CEO Arvind Krishna acknowledged customers are redirecting IT budgets toward AI faster than IBM can capture the upside.
EPS came in at 2.93 against an expected 3.01. This isn't a future warning. AI budget reallocation is actively eating legacy enterprise IT revenue right now.
Related to that, there's a piece arguing enterprises using closed-source AI from OpenAI, Anthropic, and others are effectively paying twice, once in fees, and again with proprietary data that trains the next model generation sold back to them. Open-weight models trained on private enterprise data are the proposed alternative gaining traction.
The data sovereignty argument has been theoretical for a while. It's becoming an active procurement consideration, especially for security-conscious organizations.
And finally, Latent Space published a retrospective on the major trends that define the AI Engineer World's Fair 2026, with the next event announced for New York City, October 12th through 14th, centered on AI in finance.
A practitioner-led conference recap is worth reading if you're trying to separate the signal from the hype. And the finance focus for October tells you something about where the next wave of enterprise AI investment is heading. That's the show for July 15th. Stay sharp out there.